This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My guest today is Bill Thomas, Commissioner for the Route 66 Centennial. Hi Bill, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me today, Susan. It's great.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, we love everything Route 66, and we're so excited. This centennial of Route 66 is going to be celebrated in such a huge way. So tell us a little bit about it. What can we expect for those that are going to travel down the Mother Road?
Oh, gosh, there is so much. From my perspective, what I hope you can expect is being exposed to just so many different ideas and projects and activities that people have come up with across the nation to celebrate this really important historic anniversary. And if you want to really get into depth, let me do a little plug real quick, www.route66centennial.org. There's a national calendar of events on there, and you can go in and just see it all.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And I think I really need to know where we're going to start this year. As we're talking today, we're halfway through February. So when does it actually officially kick off, and where is the city?
Sure. Well, we started things at 6 a.m., Susan, on January 3rd, on the Santa Monica Pier, the very western edge of Route 66, with our first centennial activity. And it was great. It was a caravan sponsored by the American Automotive Trust that left Santa Monica. 9 vintage vehicles traveled all the way across the road to Chicago, to Navy Pier. And then they went on to the Detroit Auto Show and became an exhibit on the floor of the auto show. So what I'm saying is, oh, we've been going since January 3rd. It's not like, when does it start? We've been going. Probably the most significant thing, though, I'd like everybody to know about on April 30th, we will have a national kickoff event.
Okay.
That will happen in Springfield, Missouri, which, if you didn't know it, claims its claim to fame is it's the birthplace of Route 66. Ooh. Yeah, because back in April 30th of 1926, a group of folks who were part of the Good Roads Movement sent a telegram to Washington, D.C. saying, yeah, we'll go with that number 66. That sounds okay. So they rightfully claim to be the birthplace of the road, and we're going to celebrate it there with a national kickoff.
Well, you had mentioned that the website where people could get a lot of information, and I'm curious on to these cities. Are the cities on there that are going to be holding special events, so that if that's where we're going to be at a given any given time, that, you know, we could pencil them in to take a visit?
Yes, absolutely. If you look at the calendar of events on the public-facing Centennial website, you'll see dozens and dozens and hundreds of cities that are doing things, and you can map out your travels accordingly. Back to that national kickoff event, it will happen in Springfield, Missouri, but Springfield, Missouri will act as the host city, sort of like what New York does on New Year's Eve when it hosts the big event in Times Square, and then there are satellite places across the country. So we're doing that same model, and our satellite cities across Route 66 will be Joliet, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, Amarillo, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Santa Monica. So they'll all be hooked together for a live streamed broadcast that night.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. So for us that aren't going to be on the road until September, are things going to be updated as we go along? Are new things going to be added? Or is this basically this is it?
Oh, no. We started January 3rd. We started things. And today, I bet there were 7 new events that came across my desk that I saw people wanting to put on the calendar. So it is, you know, it's a snowball. It just is rolling and gathering more and more and more.
Yeah.
So I don't expect it to let up until the December 31st.
Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. So what are we looking at as the end for this year? Where is the end of the celebration to take place?
Right now, a lot of cities are planning events on another historic date in Route 66 history. It's actually November 11th, because it was on November 11th, 2026, that the U.S. Highway Administration said, okay, we are officially declaring this road U.S. Highway 66.
Nice.
So again, check the calendar on the website. And I know there are now multiple events taking across the country on that date.
Well, it sounds like we're just going to keep our party hats on all year.
Oh, you know what? yes, we're going to keep our party hat on. But I always like to encourage folks to please think of this as a party with a purpose. Okay? Because we want to celebrate this wonderful historic event, but we want to do so in a way that ends up helping the millions of people who live, work, and travel the road through all of the various projects that we put together to help preserve, promote, and economically develop the road. So yeah, let's party and let's have a purpose at the same time. I think we can manage that.
I think we can too. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, you are so welcome, and please keep up your good work. I'm so pleased with your project.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
That's it for Fighter Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, Bill Thomas, Commissioner for the Route 66 Centennial. To learn more, go to Route66Centennial.org. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims with Fighter Friendly Travel Talk.